and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday. Oh, Lord. It's Thursday. Again, time goes by like night ain't going north. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're like running around and you are that guy, Alec Petty or Pretty, whatever his name is, and they think they're lying, and they talk about, oh, you're so sweet. He's such a nice, loving son. Oh, Lord. And you find out you were attacking, allegedly attacking. But whatever you're doing, you can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch it, but you can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to go somewhere. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. My bad. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to finish out the first thing this morning. We're going to finish those super chats. Is that possible, Hate, that we didn't finish yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Friday. It's Thursday. And because of we love the Bible Thumper people, and the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time than regular days because it's so difficult for them to communicate without the Word. You ask them where they're going, they tell you where they've been. And so the Bible Thumper, they're just thinking about a next Bible to thump on rather than communicating. And so we love the Bible Thumpers, and we decided, well, we're going to have, though we take all calls, We're going to have a day for the Bible Thumpers so that we can give them a little bit more time. And today is Thursday, which is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
That's
President
for sure.
Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel.
What a mess.
I can't believe you people follow a man. What a mess. And so what I want to do first is we didn't finish up on the Super Chats yesterday. We started, but we ran out of time. And I appreciate your support. So I want to finish up on those Super Chats we started yesterday.
Super Chats.
Super. And Hake is here. And I don't know what kind of shirt you have on?
It's a cotton shirt.
What did that little sign say?
These are teeth.
Oh, I thought it looked like teeth.
Mm-hmm.
What? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't tell you where I got it, but.
Oh, alligator.
Alligator and shark or something like that?
You must have down. You,
crocodile?
You must have been kidnapped by ICE and taken down to Florida and put on that alligator roll prison thing.
Yeah, I got this at Alligator Island.
Yeah, they thought
alligator Alcatraz.
They thought you were illegal.
No, I'm just illegal friendly.
They thought you were illegal alien from South Africa. Remember when they brought 10 whites in?
That's right.
And the people had a fit.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
Walking Roscoe gave a super chat yesterday saying, "I agree with Jim," meaning Hake, James. Coach Mama talking, that black coach Mama talking to his daughter player, male player. What a mess. That player who wanted to choose the streets instead of football.
And that coach was carrying on like Big Mama all the way. He had all his little mama in him. What the? I'm crying. Let that boy go. He has a right to live the life he wants to live. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Aaron B., dang it, he got me. I got emotional on that one for about 2 seconds. Coach trying mama's love public display.
What a mess. Really, it's just awful.
Didn't fool the young man.
Not at all. That boy, he was still taking off his jersey or whatever he had on. And that coach was carrying on like grandmama. Black people think that grandmama prayers work. Boy, I had to go on my knees for you and got down and prayed to Satan. okay, there said he do. Amazing.
And
Thank you.
And Craig D. referring to that husband who thoroughly rejected his wife and in-laws, parents-in-law, with a gun.
That was in his home. That was the most amazing thing I ever seen.
Yeah. He said, Craig D. says, hillbillies are even crazier than the blacks.
Evidently. He's like, I told her her parents can't live here. And she's like, this is my house too. And he's like, okay, you keep that up. You're making me mad. I can't imagine not that I condone it and do what they want. I'm not for or against it, but I can imagine this man telling his wife, your daddy and your mama cannot live here. And because mama loved and imposed on the children, and the daughter was subject to the mama, and the daddy is subject to the wife, and then she's just going to do it anyway. And finally, the guy walked in, according to the story, what he said, according to what we saw in the video. He walked in, and the man was sitting in his chair. And I can hear the wife, that's his chair, but you can sit in it anyway. Nobody wants someone else sitting in their chair.
The disrespect.
There's my chair, and I put it there. Ooh.
What a great song.
I know. They do sing it in that song.
Yeah. Everything you see is with love and care.
No, that man chair, and he walked in, and his dad-in-law sitting in it. Oh, I know he would start burning. He was like, what the? I can see the mama and the dad-in-law sitting up there waiting for this man to come in. Because the wife is totally rebelling based on the sermon. But it happens all the time. These women don't listen to their husband. Whatever. Amazing. Thank you.
See on three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Piano emoji. Ain't nobody's business. Not business. If I do, Jesse says, business. It's cute. I think the Ilhan incident was staged, claims Sion. Some guy sits in the front seat attending her speech in the middle of liberal week, pathetic white Minneapolis, and do that?
It definitely seems staged. I don't know. I have no proof at this point, but Ilhan Omar going to run over to the guy like she's going to fight. How did she know what was in the needle? You know, I mean, the little syringe thing he had. So it looked staged, Sion. I don't know. I have no proof. But it definitely looked that way because you don't see too many people running over to the attacker, especially knowing how mean people are. Post, New York Post. It's confirmed it was apple cider vinegar that was sprayed on her. Maybe he will offer her some apple cider. Supposed to be good for you.
But apple cider vinegar doesn't stink that bad. They were saying that it stinks.
Maybe she smelled like Somalian people smell.
Everybody a conspiracy theorist. I don't think it was staged. I think it was real.
You do?
Yeah.
Amazing. It may have been.
Because you could tell by the guy's body language. He didn't even spray her in the face. He squirted like her shirt. Or whatever she was wearing.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
So his body language wasn't like full-blown harm. Right. And she could tell by one point that it wasn't acid, right, I presume?
I don't know.
And so, yeah, she would. And after the guy grabbed the guy, I think that's when she went like she was all tough, like she was going to punch him in the gut.
Oh, like, sit down, help her.
Because the guy grabbed him pretty quickly.
He did, yeah. Anyway,
so I think it was real.
And my Sion is right. If I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, ain't nobody business if I do. Yeah. Amazing.
Very nice. Andrea. Andrea or Andrea, pardon me if I'm butchering your name. G, welcome JLP show member.
Right on. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Andrew, spot a coffee. Hey, Jesse, what's your thoughts on the penguin? Any parentheses? Show the video.
I don't even know what that is.
You should have caught Punchy TV.
I was about to say, there was a time when I had a break from counseling, and we had the best counseling service on this side of the planet, by the way. Intervention family counseling, if you want it or need it, go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BARN. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. And so I had little breaks in between while Punchy was airing, while they were doing it. And I did hear them talk about a penguin, but I had no idea what that was about. And I couldn't hear the whole episode, so I still don't know exactly what it is at all. But I did hear it. I heard a portion of it. Amazing. And check out Punchy from yesterday. Oh, Lord. It was on fire.
Indeed it was.
The part that I heard, it was amazing.
Very nice.
PUNCHIE.TV. Punchy TV.
So we'll have to get his thoughts later, Andrew, once we acquaint him with that video. Lori bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse. Someone mentioned on Punchy that Trump could be the Antichrist. In reality, anyone possessed by evil is Antichrist. Angry people are sons and daughters of Satan, which makes them Antichrist. What do you say? Thank you.
Well, Trump is a son of God, and he is the light on earth. And that's why he's hated, because the darkness, which is inside the people who hate him and try to stop him and all that, they hate the light, and they don't know what to do. Everything they try and have been trying for years now. Years. Can't stop him. Apparently a caller said that. That's what Derek said. Yep. But Christ, Trump is of God. There's, I mean, look at him. You can't stop them. They tried to kill him. They tried to put him in jail. They tried to stop him. And everything they tried does not work. That only works for sons and daughters of God, of the light. It's amazing. Thank you.
Kevin on Kevin S on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Enjoy the day, everyone.
Thank you, Kevin. And thanks for your support, man. I totally appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pill.net. Bible Thumpa Thursday. Let's go. The closer we get, the faster the healing, the faster the BS, the fat bogus speech. The faster the Kunin, the faster the whatever that thing is.
What's that?
Me? You want me to do that again?
What was it?
I can't. I don't have the nerve.
It's the sound of the triggered masses. Anyone offended. That's like the sound of anyone offended would be.
But the guy does it in Bible Thumper Thursday, too. He squeal. He does like a pig squeal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Amazing.
Well, it's higher pitched.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Thank you.
And it was many, many more E's than I expressed. Walking Roscoe with 10 gave 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships on the YouTube channel.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Charlie got one of them, I think, or got her own or his own.
Right on.
Caesar assessed our 3 coffees. Jesse, you asked who, who was wrong when the husband shot the wife story. I agree with Derek. It's expected for the women to follow Satan. But when the husband follows Satan, the whole world burns.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And yeah. Thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Is he sleeping over there or what? Amazing. 888-775-3773. A spiritual battle. And it's happening inside of every human being. There's not one that avoids it or get away from it. It's inside of you. And what you see happening out there in Baltimore, wherever it is, where's that stuff happening?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis is inside each individual, and they are evil. There's no love. There's no good intent or anything. It's all about self. And I'm grateful to the Great White Hope that he's not backing down. He's not giving up on it. He said, you vote for me, and I will fight for you, the American citizen. And he is. And remember when that guy, Alex Penny or Pretty or whatever you want to call him, was shot, allegedly shot by the ICE agent. And they were like, oh, he was such a nice guy. He was just protesting. Say his name. He was just protesting. The media, liberal media, everyone was lying about it, according to the story now. And they are doing everything they can because you got to realize the liberal media, the Democratic Party is desperate, absolutely desperate to get back into what they think power is, control of the people, control of the country. And they are not going to agree with anything that the Great White Hope does. It doesn't matter. The Great White Hope can go up into the heaven on a cloud, and everybody can look up and see him going up. They're going to say that that was real. Because they want to get back in power, not because they love the people. It's because they love their ego. They love being in control. They love controlling the people. And if you vote for them again, you're going to suffer like never before. You thought it was bad under the fallen Messiah, Barack and Biden. It's going to get worse if you let them back in by voting for them. It's up to you. They don't care one iota of a penny for illegal aliens or legal aliens or whatever. It's about getting back in power. They're losing their voter support. And so they need the illegal aliens to vote for them. And that's all that it is about. Now, in Minnesota and maybe California and other blue states, they could be cover up. They want to cover up the fraud that's been going on with our money and stuff like that. But it ain't about love. They don't, these people and these stupid females are getting paid, according to the report. And so don't be dumb. Wake up. Wake up. If not now, when? So you thought that guy was so innocent and like, oh, he had back problems. Go to hate doctor then. You don't protest. You got a beta bat. You don't go protest. You never see hate out there protesting. And if he had not gone out there, period, he might, I don't know, be alive today. CNN's report, remember they were just carrying on about how bad this was. Oh, Lord. Oh, man, the devil is in the details. CNN News is reporting. New videos has emerged showing a physical clash between Alex Pretty or Petty. Is it Pretty or Petty?
I call it Pretty, but I don't know.
Pretty?
Pretty.
Pretty. And federal agents over a week before he was fatally shot by a Customs and Border Protection agent. Watch this from CBS News, Evening News.
And tonight, new video has surfaced that shows a man who resembles Alex Pretty during an encounter with federal agents recorded 11 days before he was fatally shot. In the video, the man is seen yelling at agents as they get into their vehicles. When they drive off, he kicks a taillight.
Look how
an agent
nice
jumps
Pretty
out,
is.
Grabs him, and slams him to the ground.
Oh, what a good boy.
Moments later, the agents retreat, and the man walks away.
He just loves everybody. That's why he's spitting, allegedly spitting on the agent's truck, kicking out the taillight. He's such a good guy. He didn't deserve death. Poor baby, it wasn't his fault. It was the ICE people's fault. How blind can you be? This guy had no business fighting with the law. You fight the law gonna win. And it ain't nobody's business, ain't nobody's fault but yours. If I decide to take the notion and go fight with IC, ain't nobody's business if they kill me. And that's his life, and that's the only way he want to end it. No one made him go out there but Satan. So now what you think about it? All you people that were starting to fall for it and then thinking Trump, oh, Trump needs to do something. He needs to stop ICE because you're emotional. Emotions are evil. There's nothing good about emotions. If you want to know if a person is evil or not, watch their emotions. There are good emotions, so-called good, which are evil, and bad, which are evil. And you're looking at an evil person. You better head for the hill. You still believe such a back-hurting, such a good guy? This appears to be a different angle at the same incident on January 13th. You can hear Petty yell, "Assault me! Mother effer!" Shut your mouth. What I'm talking about, Chef, and we can dig it. Watch this from, this is another angle of Petty. Watch this from our ex.
Look at you! That's a straight
That's supposed to be Petty. Does he look scared? Look at that. Here you go. Oh, he looked so innocent. And the ICE people just shot him. And according to the first video, you can see the gun on him. But he has a right to bear arms. Not at a rally like that. He gonna be carrying on like that. Stop falling for the drama, folks. Wake up. If not now, when? Or sit down. What that woman from Iowa say? Yeah, just shut up and sit down. Nisha tell me that he saw.
Just shut up and step up.
That's right, lady. From Hawaii, a dumb Democrat from Hawaii. Nathan said he saw somebody say this is the kind of guy you want your daughter to date.
Daughter to date, my bad.
Who said that?
Anna Navarro, this lady on The View. Just a bunch of like...
you saw it on front of you?
Yeah. Republican. Oh, my bad.
A Republican from Nicaragua.
Nicaragua?
A Trump-hating Republican on The View from Nicaragua.
Nicaragua?
Yes.
Yep. And he said the same word. They ex-fact said the same thing.
She's a Republican?
She was a Republican. I think Trump might have unmasked her. She might have changed. Let me see.
Anna is from Nicaragua?
That's right. Born in Nicaragua.
Born in Nicaragua. I was born in Nicaragua. What the? This is hell on earth inside of human beings. How do you want your world to be? You can have your own world inside of you. It doesn't have to be of this world. It really doesn't. DHS says Petty was allegedly carrying two loaded machines in his vehicle.
Magazines.
Oh, yeah, magazine in his vehicle. Amazing. That's what my producer's telling me. So now, when you start reacting emotionally to this mess, these people are wrong for being out there attacking ICE, period. They're wrong. And so they get what they deserve. Because they had no business doing it. I don't care if they're male or female, whatever color. They are wrong for being out there. This is not peaceful protest. This is not First or Second Amendment right or Third or Fifth or any rights. You have no right to attack the law for doing their job. You have no right. I don't care if the police, whomever. This is an interview from CBS. CBS interviewed a principal who broke down when shown an image of a former student on an undocumented immigrant. Watch this from CBS.
After the break. Sorry.
Evening News. Okay. I haven't seen this yet, but my producer told me. Then I'll get to your phone calls and everything. What a mess! Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Your hake is coming up at 9 a.m. today from 9 to 11. TheHakeReport.com. You don't want to miss it. And then the American Anchor Baby at 11, from 11 to 1. What the? The American Anchor Baby. And check out brand new episode on Punchy TV. PUNCHIE.TV, Punchy TV, no S. And last but not least, at least for now, brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow at 11 a.m. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I had a fun but interesting discussion with John. I don't know his last name, but he is, James, what is John's last name?
Fugelsang.
He is an actor and author, and he has a new book called Separation of Church and Hate. Not hake, but hate. H-A-T-E. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I grew up believing that Christianity was about the teachings of Jesus, right?
And so are you a Christian?
I used to brag I was a Christian. Now I say I aspire to be a Christian.
And do you have anger?
All the time.
Why not drop it?
If I could find the right drugs to help me never be angry again, yeah.
Does God want you to love him by force or choice?
But this is not about love. It's about justice. You love these segregationists, don't you? You f***ing hate Jesus. Your whole movement does, and you know it, Jesse.
Calm down. It got pretty heated up in there later as we move forward. You can support The Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And that's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. One quick soundbite I want to show you. And I want to know what you think about this. CBS has interviewed a principal who broke down when showing an image of his former student, an undocumented immigrant. Watch this from CBS News, Evening News.
As immigration operations continue, the threat of deportation and wrongful detention of U.S. citizens has deeply impacted communities here.
Families are scared. They're not coming out of their houses. They're just hunkering down, trying to weather this out.
Jason Kuhlman is the principal at Valley View Elementary School, where 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos is a student. Liam was returning from school with his father when they were detained by federal agents last week.
Joaquin Castro just put out this picture, and that's Liam at the Dilley Center, detention center in Texas.
Oh.
You hadn't seen that.
Cry, Mama. Let me see you cry, Ma. Oh.
Sorry.
No.
Oh.
We knew he wasn't feeling well. We got word of that, that he was sick. That scares me.
Oh, Lord. Sound like a woman. It scares me. I didn't even see no tears. Remind me of Charlie Kirk's wife. Uh-oh. I didn't mean to say that. What's her name?
Erica.
Erica. I never seen the real tears come. and he's fake. But what they're leaving out is that allegedly the father is illegal too. And he wanted, according to report, he asked that they bring his son with him. He's going to take them back to wherever they came from. So the coach is faking it. What a mama. I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Now it's your time to cry over me. Yeah. He crying over illegal aliens. What the? And the people are afraid to come out of the house. If they were not illegals, they wouldn't be afraid. If you're legal, why would you be afraid to come out of your house? And you walk by ICE and go, right on, ICE, thank you. Ephesians 5:11 says, take no part in the unfruitful work of darkness, but instead expose them. Why are you afraid to come out of your house if you're legal? You're afraid. You're supposed to be afraid if you're illegal. What the? Ain't nobody's business but yours. The battle is the darkness is trying to overtake the light, and it would never work. Darkness and darkness are one. The light and the light are one, and the light has authority over the darkness. And when you're in the light, there is no darkness. Darkness disappear. 888-7753-773. So he crying over the little baby. Oh, I knew he was sick. I didn't see that now. That frightened me. What's up? Men don't speak that way. Oh, here little mama. Mama, 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 can you hear me? Mama, mama. Mama cooking bread. She got a bratty scarf on her head. Amazing. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Indiana, Kendra. Kendra, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Kendra.
Hello. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How you doing?
I'm good.
No woman is good. Only God is good.
Yeah, you're right. You are right.
What the?
Okay. So my question, so my husband listens to you. He's been listening to you for a few years. He got me on to listening to you. I just quit my job. So I've had this job like the past 10 years. So I guess what is me like being like a helpmate at home look like to my husband? Like, how can I be like a feminine woman that shows like respect to her husband? Cause I was raised in a house with like a very angry mother, and I have forgiven my mother. I never met my biological father. I didn't have like a good home to show me that example of like what like kind of like a biblical woman should look like. I'm trying, but I was just wanting your opinion on that.
What is a biblical woman?
Yeah, or like how can I like best serve my husband, my family, like be a helpmate to him and respect him?
Oh, where you get this idea? First of all, let me ask, did your husband tell you how you should be?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He tells me, like, I need to respect him and stuff like that. But no, not that I can think of at the top of my head of anything, like, concrete. Like,
okay.
Do this.
Do you have children? You guys have children?
Yeah, we have 3 kids.
How old are they?
12, 10, and 1.
Oh, okay. What's a biblical woman? I don't know what that is.
So when I say biblical woman, I think of like the Proverbs 31 woman.
Those are just words on a page. How are you going to be words on a page?
Yeah.
That was a question.
So, like, those words says, like, she speaks with wisdom. She's clothed with dignity.
But you can't be a word on a page woman, and anyone who tells you that they're a proverb woman, they're lying to you. They're evil. Run from them.
Okay.
You and here's how you become you. You got to you got to admit, if you haven't already done this, you got to admit that you don't try to be no proverb woman. Those helpers are lying to you, all right?
Okay.
Those are some of the most evil women on the planet. The proverb woman is the worst woman. You better run every time you hear that. Like, what the? What you want to do is, what I recommend you do is be honest with yourself that you have this anger, if you haven't already dealt with this, and go and forgive your mother for recreating you her image. All mothers recreate children, boys and girls, in their image because they can't help it, unless the mother has worked on herself and overcome evil. All right? Have you forgiven your mother?
I have. So I have forgiven her, and my mom, she has changed dramatically. She's not the same mother that I grew up with. And we've had plenty of conversations about, like, her role, and, like, I have forgiven her. My husband, however, he says that I need to go to my mom and I need to tell her I'm sorry for resenting her.
You haven't done that?
I can't remember doing that.
So how did you forgive her then if you didn't apologize for resenting her?
Yeah, I suppose you guys are right.
No, that was a question. Why do you say you've forgiven her?
Because I feel like I have. Like, I don't resent her now.
But you didn't tell her. Yes, you do. Why haven't you told her?
I don't know.
How will God, the spirit of truth, the spirit of love, free you up if you don't go face your mother?
Honestly, it's probably, like, my pride.
It is. And your pride is the nature of evil. That's the nature of Satan. You and the devil are one.
Okay.
But why did, when your husband told you to do it, why you did not obey him and go do it?
That's a good question.
Any answer?
I don't know, because I was being problematic and prideful, probably.
And what's problematic?
Difficult. I was being a problem.
Well, how would it be how would it be a problem for you to go and forgive her so God can forgive you? How would that be a problem?
Well, me not obeying my husband is the problem.
Yeah. Do you love him?
I do.
Then why don't you obey him?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
I don't know.
You don't love him. He's telling you the right thing to do to free you up so love can come down and make a home in you and work through you to love your husband, to become a woman, to be a daughter of God, and the love will work through you to love your husband and your children and all people with the right love. Emotional love is not love. Emotional love is hate. That's why it switches on you up and down, because it's not real. And
yeah.
Stop trying to be a proverb woman. You don't want to be that. Those women are evil. But you gotta. Okay. So here's what you gotta do if you want it. You gotta go and face your mother. Mother, I am sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself, and I'm wrong. I'm sorry. And God, don't ask for forgiveness, and then God will forgive you as you forgive your mother. Because after that, you're going to forgive all people. You won't hate anyone ever again.
Okay. And what about, like, my father? So
where is he?
I never met my biological father, but I did find out he passed away recently.
Why didn't meet him?
My mom was in foster care, and she got pregnant with me at 16. And then my mom told me that he said he didn't want anything to do with me. And so I've never met him. We moved from Texas to Indiana, and I never met him.
And did you believe your mother when she said that?
I did.
You should never believe that. Women don't tell the truth about children's father. It's impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible, yeah. And how did you find out he expired?
So I took, like, those ancestry DNA tests.
Uh-huh.
And then I found some relatives on there on my father's side. And I contacted them, and then they told me who my dad was. And then he had passed away.
Did they know about you?
No.
Amazing. So forgive your mother for that, and forgive your father for not being there. Your father loved you, and when he left your mother. He didn't leave you. So forgive him. He couldn't help himself either. And do the silent prayer. Have you started that yet?
No.
So what's wrong with you? Kendra? You're not doing anything that he's telling you to do.
I know. I need to just start listening and obey my husband.
What?
I just need to start obeying my husband.
And why don't you?
I don't know.
You don't love him. I know. You don't love me no more. No more. No, no, no. No more. If you want to become a daughter of God and grow from female to woman, womanhood, you got to follow what's right. You got to love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might. And the truth would change your old nature from female to womanhood. I promise you that. You can't do it. Your husband can't do it. I can't do it. Only the spirit of truth would turn you into a woman. Would cause you to become a woman.
Okay.
And so I recommend you forgive your mother. You got to face her, though, if possible. Forgive her. And however she react, that's on her. If she deny, if she cry, if she say I'm sorry, whatever, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you. And then you do the silent prayer and stay present, and you will have an amazing life. Then you will obey your husband without effort, because you will love him in the same way that the truth loves you.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
So you got your work cut out.
Yes.
And I'm glad if it's all well with your husband, I'm glad that you stay at home and watching over his children.
Yeah.
But you got to start working on your old nature to overcome the darkness so you don't destroy his children with that anger.
Yes.
Any question about that?
No, it sounds like what my husband's been telling me.
Wow.
I just haven't been listening, so that has to change.
Absolutely. And I promise you, not that I can change it, but I promise you, if you do what I just suggested, what your husband been suggesting that you do, you will change and you will have perfect peace. I promise you that.
But you okay.
You got to stick with it. You got to be in the light and not in the darkness.
Okay.
And forget about those proverb women. They are evil. They're on an ego trip.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been listening to some of your stuff about ego, and I see it everywhere now, and even in myself.
Yep. Once you see it in yourself, you're going to see it in others. They can't hide it.
Yeah.
But you won't judge them because you realize they are blind and they cannot see and they can't help themselves.
Yeah.
Any other? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I do have one more question. So okay. After I do all of that stuff, how do I know who I am? Like, you say, like, know yourself?
Yes.
How do I know myself?
If you do it, I promise you, you will remember who you are. You just forgot when you became angry as a kid, but you will remember. So don't worry about that. Just do it. Overcome the darkness, and the light will show you who you are. It'll be amazing.
Okay.
Don't worry about that at this point. Right now, just know who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions, the good ones or the bad ones. You're not a so-called proverb woman. You're not your past or your future. You're not your body. You're not your job. You're not your nothing. Know who you're not, and who you are will appear, I promise.
Okay.
How you feel about not working anymore?
It's bittersweet.
What that mean?
I'm in like my early 30s, so my entire adulthood life I was working and primarily the breadwinner until like the past few years where we've made like a dramatic shift in our marriage. And so now my husband is the breadwinner, and because of him and his job, I'm able to quit and stay at home with our babies.
Right on.
And take care of the home and the children and my husband, and that is a blessing, and I am so grateful to have the opportunity to do that.
Yep. And so forget about the bitter and let it be all sweet.
You are right. Yes.
No bitter. It's sweet. How yes. Sweet it is. So you're fortunate. So many women want that, but they're so evil, they never will have it.
Yeah. I like that. Forget about the bitter. Like, it is sweet.
Uh-huh.
And, like, my mind is just focusing on, like, it just goes to the negative sometimes instead of my husband. He says to be pleasant and present.
Right on.
So,
You're fortunate. It sounds like you got a good husband.
I do. I do.
Well, don't ruin it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You start working on you, and I promise you, you'll be fine. But just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, straight to the phones. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. We'll be right back.
a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, the 29th of January, A.D. 2026. The first of February will be this Sunday, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Join us for Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Just FYI. JLP continues with Bible Thumper Thursday in the second hour coming right up, y'all. And there is one line open. You can call in right now if you haven't already gotten on air with Jesse Lee today. Even during Hake News, Not Fake News, whether you're young or old, call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. That is J-E-S-S-E. No I in Jesse and no Y in Jesse. So cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports more than a million fewer people have enrolled in Obamacare for 2026. New data shows the drop comes after so-called enhanced federal subsidies expired, leaving many so-called Americans struggling with soaring monthly payments. Thanks, Obama, for nothing, or for worse than nothing. And Commie Nonsense Town Hall, they had a town hall last night, I guess, Wednesday. Minnesota so-called leaders spoke to the so-called public at that Commie Nonsense Town Hall Wednesday after weeks of unrest, meaning riots and insurrection in their state, sparked by clashes between federal immigration agents and degenerate residents in Minneapolis. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, not a Christian, reaffirmed his supposed support for the city's evil sanctuary policies, sanctuary for evil, and repeated his demand that federal immigration agents leave Minneapolis. So dumb. Makes no sense. And Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara, is he Irish? I think he is a shame upon the Irish people, perhaps. Sharply criticized federal immigration agents' tactics in the city, but not his own degenerate people or himself, saying viral video shows methods are questionable and unsafe for both agents and for the public. Mayor Frey watched a video of a prior altercation between Alex Pretty and federal immigration agents for the first time Wednesday night's town hall. He said regardless of what the video showed, and it showed that Alex Pretty was not a nice person, he kicked out a taillight on a vehicle. Degenerate. Regardless of what the video showed, it did not justify the protesters killing more than a week later, so claimed Mayor Frey. And Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, also not a Christian, that light-skinned, black, radical, Antifa-supporting, communist, Muslim, swore his congressional oath of office on a Koran. Degenerate evil. I already said degenerate. He and state officials still do not know the names of the federal agents who shot Alex Pretty, and that's a good thing, because they would dox him and smear them. He said the government's refusal to release the names, quote, feels like a cover-up, unquote. He would know about cover-ups, because he is his whole life is a cover-up of evil. And the government shutdown, is it going to happen? The White on the Inside White House and the Senate leaders moving closer to a deal to avoid a government shutdown before Friday's deadline, when funding for many federal agencies is set to expire. That could be a good thing. A lot of agencies do more evil than good. Sources say lawmakers are trying to resolve many major differences, especially on immigration. Democrat senators have threatened to block a massive spending package that includes funding for the Department of Homeland Security following two fatal shootings in Minnesota. One of them justified, the other whatever. Department of Homeland Security, following two fatal shootings in Minnesota, Senate Republicans, however, want to keep the spending bill intact and hope the Trump administration's recent actions to calm tensions in Minnesota will help avert a shutdown. We shall see. We'll get to more of your super chats in the coming hour. JLP will get back to more great stories and your calls. I'm James Hake. Now JLP, hour two. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You, it's the second hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question: what is the difference between civil rights and human rights? I don't know if I mentioned this in the first hour today. I did. What is the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show as it's happening, you're like, Lord, I really want to, Lord, but I got to go and work out, or I got to go and make breakfast. I got to take my children to the public schools or the school because I hate them. And I don't want to stay home and be no mother to no children. I'd rather be at work getting my thrills, my ego stroke. So you got to run and take them off at the social camp of destruction. And so you can podcast, but you can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your Super Chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour on Thursday show. And every Thursday is, it will always be, Bible Bumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
We have come into this house to lift up, hold a hand, and praise his name. Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, I met. That's what Hate was trying to do. What the? Remember when he was trying desperately to show me what that was? It's a spiritual battle, folks. And you can be free. It's up to you. Oh, I got to say good morning and to our friend, my friend, and our friend, Justice, I wish you well. I got your note. I got your gift. Thank you. And it was good to hear from you. And if we can help you in any way, let me know. We love you, Justice. Amazing. Let me go to Anne Marie out of California. Anne Marie, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Hey, I've been... okay, so I called. I want to try to make this simple as I can. I have been dealing with very extremely difficult family members, starting from my mother, then an aunt, then I got married, had three children. My children are all grown now in their 30s. and two of my three are said they forgave me in the past. We've already been through all this, and I've been listening to you for years, and they continually start problems with me and want to fight and have anger and hatred still in their heart. And then they say they forgive me, but they're, and then it's gone so far. This is the part that really hurts me, is that it's gone so far that they slandered the heck out of me. I mean, it's one thing to say the truth, and we've talked about it, but now it's gotten so convoluted and so bad and out of hand that it's complete lies. Like, they have a whole different narrative, a whole different story going on.
You said they slandered you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, really bad. Just absolute terrible lies. So, you know, and I can take the truth. I can take the truth and my mistakes and fess up to them and everything, but to make me into a whole entirely different person, I'm just having a hard time coping with that. And also, I feel like I've done this a lot because I'm in my 30s. I've stayed away for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years with my son at a time. I'm not the kind of mom to be all in their business. I had a horrible mother-in-law, and I know how women can be. And I didn't want to be that way to them in their adult lives. So I haven't. I've tried not to, right? And I don't know. They just created this horrible, you know, to anyone that will listen, horrible, horrible, horrible stories about me. And they do with their fathers, too. We're divorced for 20 years. But I guess my question is it okay, because my instinct is saying to stay away completely? Because every time I try or dip my toe back in and see how they're doing and maybe they've progressed in life emotionally and spiritually, and I find out they haven't, you know, at all yet. And there's nothing I can do about it. So is it okay for me to just stay away completely?
Which family members are doing this?
It's my oldest, my daughter and my son.
And so your own...
I have another son that...
Your own children are slandering you?
Oh, yes.
And do you have... And so you've been out of their lives, and now you... And sometimes you go back and try to bring them into your life?
No, not into my life. Just to see how they're doing, just to be normal, you know, around them.
Why do you need to know how they're doing?
I don't know. It's just like, I've talked to you about this before. This weird thing called guilt, okay? So I've already struggled with that throughout my life and trying to overcome that. And I think, you know, I have for the most part. But the problem is when people want to make you feel guilty. So I've been, when I separate and just say, okay, you know, like live and let live, you live your life. I'm not going to be all mixed up in it. I don't want to be that way anyway. And then I get guilt tripped. Oh, you can't divorce your own kids, you know. What kind of a mother doesn't
tell you
this?
That? Well, who told you that?
My daughter. Oh. My daughter. She loves to shred me up good.
How long have you been?
37.
I'm sorry?
My daughter's 37.
Oh, okay. How old is your son?
He's 35.
How long have you been divorced from their father?
Almost 20 years.
Are you able to say why you guys divorced?
I think the reason why my kids asked afterwards, if it wasn't for grandma, do you think you and dad would still be married? And they've asked me that as an adult several times.
Oh, because of his mother?
Oh, yes. Wow. I listen to you and you talk about women. You're so right. I've always known that since I was a young woman. I've always known, because I'm a woman and I had to deal with women my whole life.
Yeah.
Starting with my mom. And it's really, none of us women that really know anything want to really be working in an office full of women. You know, we know how we are.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. So now my mom was like that. And I tried to overcome. I've always had that in me to overcome that female nature. And I looked at women going, you know, when I was younger, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that. So I always marched to my own kind of drum. That's what people say, whatever. I just do my own thing.
Right on.
Wow. People don't like that at all.
Let me ask.
They don't like it.
When you say they make you feel guilty, who is feeling guilty?
Yeah, I don't know. It's my ego, I guess. I don't know.
Why do you call it you then? Why do you think you feel guilty when there's no you to feel guilty?
Because probably that's a really good question. And the reason why is because the world is always, since you're little and your whole life, it's like, well, you this and you that. It's always pointing their finger and you're the... So you just kind of absorb that. It's like, oh, my God.
Why do you listen to the world? Why don't you overcome the world?
I'm trying to. I really am.
What are you doing to overcome the world?
Just separating myself from it. I don't want to be a part of it anymore. You know what I mean?
But the world is inside of you. How are you separating from it?
Well, I'm just being still and calm. I can be still and calm with myself.
You're doing a silent prayer?
Yes, I am. And I do, but I am going to be honest because I've been listening to you for years. I do it sometimes for a long time and then I'll stop.
Then you're getting what you deserve. Why are you stopping, walking away from the light and going back into the darkness? That's why you got a false sense of guilt.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it's something about me. That's why I'm calling, you know?
Right.
It's still something in me.
But you're not doing a silent prayer. You're not staying present. And so the light cannot help you because you keep going back into the darkness.
So every time I falter from that, I'm opening myself up to the darkness.
100%. Every time you leave the light, you go back into the darkness. That's where evil dwells. And you and the darkness become one.
Ugh. Okay. Yeah, that sounds horrible. It's true, though. It just sounds so horrible that, you know, okay. So this. When, you know, I am doing the silent prayer and I'm being consistent about it, I'm still getting the same, you know, challenges. Sometimes it seems like I'm getting challenged more. You know what I mean? Tested or something. I don't know what it is.
What do you mean by challenged more?
Well, like, I'm not the one who seeks out my kids as much as they do with me. They kind of seek me out.
And why?
Especially my daughter. I think she wants something from me.
And when you ask her, what does she want? What does she say?
Oh, I don't need anything from you. She'll just twist it. It's like a gaslighting thing. So if you ask a straight question, you'll never get a straight answer.
Why don't you just stop communicating with her?
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it okay that I just do?
Come back. Stay close to your phone and speak up. Why don't you just stop communicating with her? Don't be angry. She can't help herself. But why don't you dump her?
Well, I have. And that's where the family kind of, like, they judge me for that. Like, you
why
know,
don't you
just
dump
just
the family
her.
Then?
I know.
No, that's a question.
I want to. I literally have no problem with doing it because I've had to do it with my mom. And, you know,
so
I know
why
how
don't
to
you
do it?
Do it?
Because there's grandchildren involved and about that.
But, what that have to do with you? Those are their children. They're not yours.
That's what my youngest son says. My youngest son sounds so much like you.
So how are you going to be free when you're still trying to hold on to the world?
Right. I have to completely let go.
No, that was a question.
100%.
How are you going to be free when you're still trying to hold on to the world?
I won't.
So why don't you let go of the world? The hell with the world.
Right. Okay. Yep. I think I just needed that.
But you already know this. You've been listening for a while. You start the prayer, then you stop, and then you get all caught up with your daughter, according to you. And you just, you don't want to, you're pretending that you want to be free.
Yeah. No, but I really... In my heart, my soul just is yearning to be free and always have.
Yeah, why don't you be, if you wanted freedom, you could be free.
So see, I just have to overcome myself of just doing what
you
I need to do.
You already know this. You already know it and you're not doing it.
Okay, so I will again and then, but it is okay. It is okay for anyone to separate from people who, or whatever. I don't even want to judge them. Just whatever. You just can't get along and that's it. And you separate yourself. That's totally okay to do, right?
You already know this. And if you stay in the light, it wouldn't be a question about it at all, because you'll be able to see. But you won't even do, I point you back to the source that can help you and can make you free, cause you to overcome the world, but you won't do it.
Yeah, you're right, because when I do it, it's a completely different, you're out in the light. No darkness, there's light.
Right.
And that's a beautiful place to be. And I don't know what it is.
You don't stay there.
Well, I don't know. I get distracted or something. I get,
if you didn't allow that to happen, that wouldn't happen.
It's true. I'm allowing it because I'm not doing what I need to do. You're right.
James.
Okay, so the last.
James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. If you want to be free, Anne-Marie, you got to stay present and endure all the tests that come, and you will see that they're not happening to you. It's only happening to the ego. The devil in someone else is attacking the devil in you. Nothing is happening to the real you. It's only happening to the ego. So you got to stay fast, means stay with it. Endure it. Don't hate, and you'll be free while you live.
Yeah,
you don't have to wait until you die.
Right, right. Endure. That's the word of the day right there for me. Yes. And don't stop. and last question for you is like, it's probably along the same lines, is that when people do slander you and they say really horrible lies about you, it's first of all, even if it was true, it would be terrible to say it that way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then especially, and especially when it's really horrible lies, like 10 times, you know, really bad. How do you, I mean, that too, you just...
But
that's part of the world, just let
when
it go
people are slandering, when people slander you, as you just said, who is being slandered? Who are you that...
Right.
No, that was a question. Who is being slandered?
Ego, just my ego. That's
so
right,
why are you protecting the ego? Why don't you let that happen to the ego so you can die from it? Pick up your cross and follow Christ. Follow the truth.
Period. And then the world is what we care, the room, I mean, our reputation has to do with this world, right? So I've heard you say in the past that reputation is really...
Reputation, no such thing as reputation. This is a made-up lie, too.
Yeah.
And it makes you think there's someone or something there to protect. There's no reputation to protect. There's no one there to protect. And so you're protecting evil. You're keeping, you're staying with darkness when you protect the ego, which is the nature of Satan.
Okay. Well, no, thank you. That's what I'm doing wrong.
If people are so evil, they are worse than what you can imagine. They're going to think and say what they want about you anyway, knowing that they need the thrill of it. So pray for them, meaning don't hate them. They're evil. They can't see it. But there's no reputation to protect. That's just another made-up word. It's not even true.
Yeah. You're right about that, because I felt that in my heart, you know. I was kind of pulled that way in my 20s. Oh, my reputation, and I'm working, you know, doing everything right, and blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous, all of that.
Look how people treat
I've had to learn the hard way.
Look how people treat the great white hope. He is a living example of what we all should be, yet they slander him, they talk about him, they say things that are not true, they judge him, and the man is doing an amazing job, and they still... judging him, but he doesn't care because he knows that nothing is happening to him.
That's right. That's right. I look up to him, and I also look up to you a lot, because I have been listening to you for years in all your different venues and everything. Really followed you, not just the radio show. And I tell everyone about you, and I always say, I'm like, this man, I just love this about you so much. You never get angry. You don't ever, ever get angry.
Because there's
that,
never, ever, 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 but never. Ever, 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 but never. Ever a reason to be angry. Only lost people get angry. Only children of Satan get angry or feel good and then feel bad. Those are children of the devil. there's never a reason to be angry because there's nothing happening to you.
That is so true. Because I know what it's like on the other side. And everything you say is true. It really is. I don't know why our human nature resists it so much.
Because your human nature is the nature of Satan. It's the devil's nature. Human nature is wicked to the core and has no love.
And that's what we need to overcome.
Yes.
Our human nature, what we have.
Yes. That's why God would give you back his nature, which is love.
And that's what I want. So thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
Well,
you got to
get busy. Stay with it.
I will. I promise.
Don't hate your adult children or anyone they can't see, but you move on with your life and don't look back and don't look forward. Stay present.
Thank you so much. I will. I appreciate you. Thank you. Love you guys.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much.
And we love you as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, amazing. If it's love that you're looking for, there is no hiding place. Can't run, you can't hide. Oh, no. There's nowhere to run except out of the darkness into the light. Every human being have a chance for eternal life right here on earth. And it's right here, right now. The man that was said, oh, Lord! The preacher talking about the Lord is coming soon, everything getting busy, or whatever he said. Christ has already returned. You're waiting on something to happen that's already happened. And you don't know it. It's like the Jews waiting on the Messiah, and the Messiah has already come. He's done his job, and he's gone up to heaven, and then he came back and made a home, and they still waiting for the Messiah. The Christians are still waiting for Jesus. Wait on God, wait on God. He's waiting on you. What a mess. Did you hear about this billboard in Southern California? And this is for all you people who think Jesus is God. What the? I noticed that, and James, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm black and slow. I noticed that flat earthers, God bless them, I love the flat earthers, but they tend to believe anything except the truth. And the flat earthers tend to believe that Jesus is God, or they believe whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's so easy to convince them of wrong.
Yeah.
Am I seeing that right?
I've totally noticed the exact same thing. When somebody comes out to me as a flat earther, over the past several years, I now take that as a warning.
It is a warning.
Yeah.
The flat earther people are mad.
I don't mind the flat earthers.
I love the flat earthers.
But they'll start to believe gossip, rumors, all kinds of false things, their imagination.
Yeah.
Jump to conclusions.
And I noticed that the flat earthers are very angry.
Yeah. Yep.
And so the flat earthers believe that Jesus is God, and you can't, and I don't try to convince anyone of anything anyway, but you never convince them that he's not.
True.
The flat earthers also think that you have to be baptized of water.
Wow.
Instead of the Spirit of God. Nothing wrong with water baptism, but there's a new reality now, and it's of the Spirit. And flat earth, you got a whole bunch of anger. What the?
Yeah.
They try to disguise it, but it comes out. Well, and they are mad at the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. They don't want nobody to tell them that. So what's happening is, according to this Reddit report, here in Southern California, billboards are erecting on the freeway from a church called World Last Chance Church. Never heard of it? World Last Chance Church. And they do not believe.
Let me see.
It says they does not believe.
Hold on.
It read it black. It says they does not believe the Holy Trinity.
That does not believe. World Last Chance Church, that does not believe.
Thank you, I'm blind.
Or which does not believe.
That does, so under, they put this billboard sign on the freeways here in L.A., according to this report, and it's from a church called World Last Chance Church that not, that does not believe in the Holy Trinity. Who made up the Holy Trinity? Lord have mercy. The sign reads, Jesus is not God. Here's the billboard. Look at that.
I've seen this billboard, I think. I was driving up like the 5 freeway or maybe the 405.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it. I didn't see it in time to take a picture. Plus, I drive. I don't operate the cell phone while driving. I'm a good citizen. I'm white. I follow rules.
We're showing the billboard for those who are not watching on the line. It says, Jesus is not God. And what else is it?
It also says, Scripture says Jesus did not pre-exist in heaven.
Amazing.
And then it says, paid for by probably that thing that you said, that world's last chance church.
Have you heard of the church?
I disclaim it. I don't know. I'm not endorsing nor opposing.
Me either. I don't know about the church at all. Yeah. As a matter of fact, today is my first day hearing about it in the meeting with my producer this morning. And so, and this is from Christ XXL on Instagram.
Christ XXL.
Christ
probably.
XXL on Instagram. A man, and that's his name, Christ?
Christ XXL.
A man in Los Angeles was captured on a video painting over the over a Jesus is not God sign there. Watch this from Instagram. So it's just music, but you see this look like a man painting over the sign.
Wow, that doesn't look very Christian. Looks like vandalism to me.
Look like that to me.
Defacement. Defacing.
And why does he even care either way anyway? He acts like no ice. Those people protesting ICE.
He's protecting what he thinks is his idea of Jesus.
He asked like them protesting against ICE. What the? And Derek, my producer's telling me, because he's a flat earther. Oh, Derek's a flat earther. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. Oh. Derek, we just playing. You don't believe anything.
You're one of the good ones.
Yeah, you're one of the good ones.
Says thanks.
You're welcome.
I guess.
He texted me, John 8:58. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. That still didn't say that he was God. He was just before Abraham. What the? How do you get Jesus God from that? What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord. We need you now. That lady, Anne Marie, I believe her name was.
Yes.
Anne
Marie.
She was saying that she wanted to be a, what kind of woman in the Bible?
No, you're referring to Kendra.
Kendra.
Who wanted to be a biblical woman.
I said
a Proverbs 31 woman.
I see this woman on the Fox News thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if she hosts or she wrote a book. It's called Woman of What?
Oh.
Proverb Woman.
I don't know. Maybe a Proverbs 31 woman.
Yeah, Proverbs 31.
Woman of Virtue.
What a helper. They just take words and just do whatever they want with them. What the?
All ego.
I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. Counseling service. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in, individual and family. So if anywhere in the world, if you're interested, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND. By phone, Skype, or walk-in, set up an appointment. 800-411-2663. All right? And be patient, because it really is just every day somebody. It's just booked. But sometimes people reschedule. Sometimes they cancel. And the next in line, they will definitely get back to you. And they will try to put you in as soon as possible. All right? RebuildingTheMan.com. Or call 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like these videos. Like these videos. Like these videos. And support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble, you got to know how to rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP. Like, comment, follow, subscribe. But I really want to encourage you all, overcome evil with good, meaning with the spirit of the light shining on the darkness. You got to overcome if you want to be free. And you lose. The only reason you're not free in your life is because you don't want it. That's the only reason you don't have it. You got all these crazy ideas. You get it when you die. You have some stupid idea about being a proverb woman. Ain't that so dumb? Don't even say it anymore. You're supposed to become, you're returning to the Father, and you're becoming a daughter of the Father. Not some proverb woman. It's like praying to Mother Mary. Why? What's wrong with you? It just sounds cute to say, oh, I'm a proverb woman. And then you're still not a daughter of God. It's like praying to Mary and hoping that Mary can help us. Did Jesus tell you or God tell you to pray to Mary or to the Father? Jesus even yelled at Mary for being all up in his business while he was seeking the Father. Jesus, where are you? Now you've been to Mary. Can't you hear Jesus saying, Mary? None of your business. Mary, go sit down. I'm returning to my Father. You have been all my business. You don't want me to return to my Father, huh? Proverb woman, you try to be some letter on a page in a Bible, and you really believe that that's who you are. Can you get any dumber than that? You want, ladies, to become daughters of the Father, sisters of the Son, one with the Father, not some letter on a page called Mary, somebody named Mary, and you try to be like Mary. Why don't you be you? Why are you trying to be like somebody else? And then you say it like it all cute, and you write books about it, and you go and tell people you're married. And then other women be trying to be proverb woman. What the? What's wrong with them, hate?
They got all that learning.
And Derek said the Holy Virgin Mary is the mother of Jesus. I know Mary is supposed to be the mother of Jesus, but Jesus ain't never told you to follow Mary.
The mother of God.
Oh, yeah, he said the mother of God. Lord, have mercy. Anyway, super chat.
Sweet.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Caesar or Cesar bought a coffee. Liberals in Minnesota telling Trump, you told ICE to beat me.
All my life, I've been beat by ICE. I ain't gonna take it no more. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on a rumble, I mean on pilled.net, 111. Paying my monthly Coon Kingdom fees. Send Anna Navarro back to Nicaragua. She can file her nails there.
She can what?
File her nails.
Oh. There. I agree. Ship her back fast. Whoever she is. Amazing.
Burb. I don't want to say your name, but it says, it's been a year, Daddy. I really miss you. Mommy said you went to the store to get milk.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chuck and Jivin' TV, you have so much anger, Jesse, you need to forgive.
That's right. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Thank you.
Chuck and Jivin' TV, Mama got a dump truck hooked up.
Mama.
Somewhere.
Mama.
That I shall not say.
Mama, can you hear me? Mama. Mama. Mama, can you hear me? Mama cooking bread. She had dirty ragged clothes around her head. Amazing. Thank you.
Small smile emoji. Thank you, Chuck and Jivin'.
Thank you, Chuck and Jivin'.
Laddie, Laddie, will you designate the promotions and tell people to call in on breaks rather than during the show? And I don't know what it's referring to.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Make it clear.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laddie. Pastor Chatelet on Rumble with a Rumble rant. It's true.
You got to know how to rumble.
Ned, rednecks are like angels sometimes. They'll just help someone to help. If a tree fall on the road around here, 20 rednecks pop out of the bushes with chainsaws and poof, road clear. Amazing.
I rest my case. Amazing.
Craig D. Kendra, make your husband a sandwich or two. Three sandwiches emojis.
Amazing. Nice. I hope it is like hot dog sandwich with peanut butter on it.
Did you see that?
Oh, good.
Did you guys see that reel?
That was good, right?
It was, indeed.
And I remember Derek, he was like, I mean, what happened was Jim from Alaska sent us some amazing meats and some very hot, but delicious hot sauce.
Yep.
And so I chopped mine up, I heated it up a little bit, and then I put some of the hot sauce on it, and I put some peanut butter on it. And I was showing it to my staff, Derek, and all the guys, and I asked Derek, do you want some? No. I'm like, come on, boy. Try it. Don't knock it. And he tried it, and oh, Lord, I hurried up and walked away with my food. And Hake tried it. And Hake, you liked it, right?
I did indeed.
Was that your first time eating peanut butter hot dog?
It might be, yeah. That was a hot link, but yeah, same idea.
Yeah. And it was extra good with the hot sauce on it from Jim. Thank you, Jim. It was amazing. I said Pete on the rim on the video thing, but I meant Jim.
That's right.
I got Pete on the brain because all my life I've been just by every single time. But thank you, Jim. Amazing.
Anthony L. with a dumbbell loaded up with those weights.
Right on.
Whatever they're called.
Stay with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony L. Pass the Chatelet with another from Pilled.net. Axe.
If she, ask
if she know when she crying, she lying. Question mark.
When that man was crying over the illegal alien boy, he was lying. When he's crying, he's lying. Amazing.
Facts. R. Galunas with a pair and a headband and a big old thumbs up.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Galunas. Pastor Chatelet. 5 subscriptions to the Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble channel.
Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Another from Anthony L. Thump, thump, thump. Lock the door. It's a quote-unquote protester.
What a mess, huh?
Speaking of mess, Eric Five Coffee says Punchy TV was a mess. An hour of Kurt berating Derek. By the way, the name Curtis means polite and courteous.
Well, he was anything but polite to Derek. If y'all missed that.
He was very curt with Derek.
If y'all missed that yesterday, make sure you check it out on Punchy TV. It was something else. I got to stop there, hey.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Jason out of Canada. Jason, you are on the air. Hey, Jason.
J-E-S-S-E.
Hey, Jason, you're on the air.
Nice. What do you think about Punchy's purple punch drink? How does that sound?
Different.
Different.
Amazing.
No, I wanted to call about your catchphrase, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Okay.
And it's... So I try to explain that to people, or people ask me about that. I talk about you quite a bit, but it's not that each individual thought is a lie. Like, you know, like if you were to, you know, if somebody close to you were to die or something like that, you grieve. It's natural. It's that thoughts want to lead you into doing things like that for longer than is healthy.
What's natural about grieving?
I don't know. I see animals do it.
But why do you say, are you just joking around or are you serious that it's natural to grieve?
I think, yeah, I would say it's natural to grieve. I mean, like, and psychopaths don't have any sympathy when they kill. What's natural about it? Like I said, I see it in nature.
In who?
In nature.
Nature grieves?
Yeah, I've seen animals grieve.
You never see animal grieve.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
But
I'll take your word for it.
But why do you say you have?
Behavior that I've seen in animals.
But why do you say you've seen animal grieve?
Oh, the nature documentaries, you know, they have funerals, stuff like that.
The animals have funerals?
Yeah, some of them do.
But how can an animal hold a funeral?
They gather around where an animal died.
Jason, I got to run, buddy. I don't really know what you're speaking of. And because of time and so many people, I can't play. Do you understand him?
I don't know. I'm not sure if he's...
Was he playing or what?
Serious or not?
I think he was just playing. I ain't got time to play. Thank you, though, Jason. I just don't have time to play because so many people on the line here. Let me go to Brandy. Brandy out of Hawaii. You're on the air, Brandy.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, I got a Bible verse for you.
Okay. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
It is Daniel 4:31. Okay, even as the words were on his lips, a voice came from heaven. This is what I decree to you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royalty, or your royal authority, has been taken from you. So I was calling because you said that I didn't hear from God, but this right here says a voice came from the heaven. I'm proving that God talks to you.
And so by you reading that, what are you saying about you and that?
I'm saying that you said that God can't speak to you that way, but this right here says that it can, that he can.
And so when you read a voice came unto him, it says what to you?
It says that I'm right. I rest my case. Thank you.
Rest my case. So you think it be a literal voice like what the devil does to people?
I think that it could, because I do have Daniel 13 right here that says in it that he called in a loud voice. So it is possible. He talked to, Book of Daniel is all about.
But God's voice is a voiceless voice.
I was thinking about it more too. And the voice that I heard was not loud. I'm just giving you this as an example.
But God's voice is a voiceless voice. Satan's voice is a loud voice that talks to you. But God's voice is a voiceless voice.
The one that I heard was like a download. I didn't really hear it loud. I mean, twice maybe in my life.
But you have never heard God's voice in you at all.
That can't be true.
Why?
Because the book, the Bible even says that you can hear it.
But in your intellect, you think it means the same kind of voices that are in your head.
But it wasn't like a thought or anything. It was like a download.
Right. It was a voice. And you think that that's what the Bible is saying about God. But that's not true. That's what Christians do. They read the Bible and Satan interpreted it for them. And because they're intellectual, they automatically believe that's from God and it's not.
Maybe you're going to play tricks on me.
No, I'm not playing tricks.
I know that it was God talking to me.
And what more, because of time, what was one of the things God said to you?
What do you mean, last time that we were talking?
I don't remember, but tell me something that God said to you.
He told me that my sister was going to get sick when I was like 16.
And why would he tell you that?
Because she said something super cruel, completely evil to me, and I looked in her eyes and I said, why is she such an evil bitch? And he said, she will get sick, and with that I will humble her.
And you really think God would tell you something? Why would God tell you that?
Because she was abusing me.
But why would God tell you that somebody is going to get sick when in him there is no sickness?
He doesn't cause a sickness.
In him there is no sickness. And why would he tell you somebody is going to get sick?
I don't ask him that. But he told me.
But you were mad at your sister. Is it possible Satan told you that?
How would Satan? I don't think Satan can know the future.
But Satan is the only one that can make you sick.
Yeah, but in Book of Job, God uses Satan to like pressure Job.
No, he didn't.
So he sends Satan.
God did not use Satan to do that. And why you were mad at your sister? And you literally, God told you, she's going to get sick. Don't worry about it. I'll humble her with sickness. No one is ever humble with sickness.
That's not true.
It is.
Uh-uh. I've been sick and it humbled me. I know it. and he
so,
told me one time when
so
I was like super little.
Why would God tell you he going to take revenge out on your sister?
I don't know why he would tell me. I mean, I was abused a lot by my family.
And so you think God take revenge out on people because they abuse you?
I don't think it's because that she abused me, but I think that to get them into heaven, maybe?
No. And God doesn't take revenge out on anyone. No such thing.
Well, it happened. And he told me it was going to happen. And I don't know. I'm going to look that one up and get back to you. It's too early in the morning.
Yes.
To think of it. It's like 4:30 here.
Amazing.
All right. I'm going to look up more Bible verses and bug you later about it.
All right. And you stay with believing that God get revenge and all that. See what, how far they get you. And you stay with it thinking that sickness is going to humble you. What the? Anyone that thinks.
It humbled me.
You think that sickness humbles you? That's so insane. I don't even know what to say about that.
Have you been sick before? Like badly sick?
Yeah, but it wasn't. What? Like what?
Like really bad? Like hospital sick?
No, but I know God doesn't bring on sickness, and he's not trying to humble somebody with sickness at all.
I don't know if he necessarily brings on sickness, but he will allow it to happen.
I don't know. He doesn't. Anybody sick and want to be sick. If you mean that he'll let you be that way, if that's what you want, he will, because he's not going to bring you out of hell. If you are, you want to be into sickness, stay in sickness. But there's no sickness in him. That's of your father, the devil.
I agree with you that the devil will make you sick and that God doesn't bring sickness. But I think he will definitely allow it to happen.
I don't know what you mean by allow. He gave you this life. It's a gift. And he'll let you live it any kind of way you want because it's a gift.
And I do believe that anger can make you sick, for sure.
Nick but has he did a tell me this. For you.
Yes.
It says to get back at her family.
I don't have a question.
What's that? What did you say about get back at her family?
She's talking about humbling, that God's going to humble her family and all that.
I didn't say she was going to humble my
family.
She
said that God made her sister sick because he wanted to humble her.
Right, because they abused her.
No, I didn't say that. You're taking my words and twisting them.
She said her sister abused her, and her old family abused her, right? Your whole family abused you, right, Brandy?
The women were very abusive.
And so as a result, God made her sister sick.
No, I didn't say that.
You said
was abusing me.
You said, why this bitch is confusing me? And you said that God
I
told
asked
you,
the question,
God
why
told
is he
you
evil
that
bitch?
He going to make her sick and humble her.
You guys are twisting my words around like you always do.
You didn't say that.
I said that I looked into her eyes and asked why she was being an evil bitch. And his response was, that she would get sick, and I would use that to humble her. I didn't say that she...
And you think God told you that?
She was yelling at me. I know he did.
Okay. Well, find some more scriptures and let me know.
I will.
All right, Brandy. Good to talk to you.
All right, bye.
Bye now. I got to take a break. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Gregatron, hey, Jesse, I got paid today. Just got paid. I love the Great Black Hope and his little network.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
VMST80 does a... Oh, we got to read the rest later, y'all.
I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Bible Thump and Thursday. I'll be back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news is coming right now. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show Bible Thumper Thursday, the 29th of January, A.D. 2026. That's the year of our Lord, Anno Domini. And the lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up, all right? It is hate news, not fake news. And you, just in case a line opens up, hang tight, callers, and the rest of the super chatters and listeners. More great stories coming up on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. I do hope, pray, and believe. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports President Donald J. Trump escalating his threats, so-called, of military action against Iran. Iran. In a social media post Wednesday, perhaps on Truth Social, Trump urged government leaders in Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, to negotiate a deal to prevent them from developing nuclear weapons. He warned that the next U.S. attack would be, quote-unquote, far worse than last summer's strikes on three nuclear sites if talks collapse. A key advisor to Iran's supreme leader, so-called supreme, said that any military action would be considered the start of war and vowed an unprecedented, pardon me, unprecedented response, naming Tel Aviv as a target. Sources say Trump is considering strikes on Iran's leadership, government institutions, and nuclear sites, but has not made a final decision on how to proceed. As long as they don't hit Jerusalem, I'm fine. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to Tel Aviv. Tesla is ending production of their Model S and Model X. S and X vehicles amid declining sales and plunging profits. CEO Elon Musk, one of our greatest African Americans, probably the only African American in the country, says the company will instead focus on building humanoid robots and expanding self-driving robo-taxi service. Exciting, I guess. Musk on Wednesday predicted the Cybercab, a two-seat self-driving vehicle with no steering wheel nor pedals, will eventually be sold in numbers several times more than all of Tesla's other vehicles combined. Wow. Tesla's earnings have fallen in 9 of the last 10 quarters. That would have be roughly 2.5 years, right? Something like that? I don't know. And in its income last year amounted to just 30% of its 2022 peak of $12.6 billion. Elon Musk sacrificed a lot to stand up for the country, for freedom of speech, and for our greatest president, making America and the world great again. Much appreciation, Elon Musk. Eat it, liberals. Anyway, shout out. Interest rates. The Federal Reserve announced Wednesday that interest rates will remain unchanged for now, despite ongoing threats from our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. The so-called central bank keeping its benchmark lending rate at 3.5 to 3.75%, whatever that means, I don't know. Boring. Chair Jerome Powell suggested there's no need for imminent rate cuts as the economy seems to be holding up. Jerome Powell rejected several questions from reporters about the Justice Department's criminal investigation into him. Interesting stuff. There's a school with no teachers, Alpha School, purports to teach children academics using AI. Wow. Drawing both praise and criticism. I don't know where Alpha School is located or if it's just on the internet or what. U.S. life expectancy is trending up. Good news? I don't know. People in the United States can expect to live longer than ever. Wow. I heard that people are surviving gunshot wounds much more than back in the 80s and maybe even the 90s. And that's why another reason homicides have gone down is because the doctors are getting better at treating gunshot trauma and things of that nature, I heard. So it's not that the violence has gone down. It's that our technology for keeping wrong people alive and victims is going up. Anyway, there is a new Melania Trump documentary. Exciting stuff. Check it out, maybe. I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, oh Lord, is a doozy for those men and women who want to get to know themselves and be free. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What is the difference? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show podcast, you can podcast, but you can still listen on your phone, move it about, doing whatever you're doing by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. And if you're driving, get you one of those little phone holding things that stick on the board dashboard, because the police will put you in jail, they catch you, or they'll fine you if they catch you on the phone watching the show. Don't do it that way. I recommend you not. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Thank you all. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And this war ain't over, y'all.
That's right.
We're talking about saving democracy.
That's right.
We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking
Free.
About housing for all of God's people.
Free.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God says, and not what the Christian church says.
Do it now.
I'm tired of this church.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. He told the truth. What the? Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. I've said this over and over again. And it's up to you, though, really. You are not free because you don't want to be free. You are angry. You're lonely. You cry at night. You're sad. You're depressed. You're suicidal. You think about past or future. You're emotional, whether light emotional or very emotional. You're emotional because you want to be that way. You love the thrill. You hate. You judge. You gossip. You get revenge because that's what you want. You love evil, and you don't want anyone to tell you that there's a way out. You want to blame. You want to feel like a victim. And victim minded people are wicked, evil people because that's what they love. Thrill seekers, they are evil and they love it. But I want you to know, and it's up to you, you can be the ruler of your own world. There's a real world. The world you're looking at is not the world I'm talking about. There's a real one inside of you. Inside of you. But in order to find it, you're going to have to look within, and then you're going to have to die from that old you. The loneliness, the depression, the anger, the suicidal thought, the revenge to hate someone or try to get back. That's all fake. It's not real. And you have been identified with it. I was counseling with someone yesterday. And this is in another country. He was living a life thinking that his life was not working because he wasn't married. He didn't have children yet. But Jesse, everybody say that what you're supposed to do. The people who are telling you that are miserable people. And they want you to be miserable. And then Satan confirms what they say. Then you get married, and two devils get married, and they fight. Two devils are fighting. And then they have children, and then destroy the children, especially the mother. And where's the happiness in that? You can have happiness, the right happiness. And you find it by not looking for it. When you look for it, you walk away from it, looking for something that is already there, and you just don't know it. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And I talk to a lot of people now who worry about what other people say about them or think, and they're trying to be like other people. Drop that. There's no reputation to protect. There's no past, no future. And the people doing that to you, wish them well by not hating them, but move away from them. Do not deal with them. They're telling you that they are evil. And if they apologize, don't believe it because they are only trying to get more time to set you up to try to hurt you again. When the devil apologizes, and that's the devil in them apologizing, it's just trying to get more time to get back into your life to destroy you. They don't really mean it. They're just trying to create more time. A forgiving person is one that says, you know what? I was wrong for judging you. I've been angry. I have judged you. And I'm wrong. Playing God. But you can be free. Men and women. All, and that has nothing to do with color. But you got to forgive. And you got to stay away from the illusion of time. In reality, real reality that is right here all the time, there's no time. Time only exists in an illusionary state in your mind. And the time tells you, which is evil, you have a past or a future. Remember this, remember that. Oh, but tomorrow will be better. Or time would tell you that you are a Proverb 21 mama, woman. What's that Proverb what, Derek? The time would tell you you're a Proverb 31 woman, and you believe it, and just as wicked as they come, thinking that you are somebody else. God's telling you that you're a daughter of God. Thoughts would tell you to pray to Holy Mother Mary. God nor Christ never told you to pray to Mary. Mary ain't going to help you. What the? You got to come out of your thoughts. Everything is done. It is finished. Why don't you just live? You could just live, you know. Your life is already laid out perfectly. But you won't come into the present. You won't stay present. You heard the young lady this morning, well, I started, then I stopped. and how miserable. Either you stay in the light and have perfect peace, or you go back into the darkness of your imagination and be miserable, and then cry at night, and then you have fear. You can be free. BBC is reporting the first woman to lead the church. This is a first female archbishop planned to speak out about misogyny. So BBC is reporting the first female to lead the Church of England has said she is committed to speaking out about misogyny where she sees it. Watch this from BBC News Australia.
Archbishop Mullally, who will become the spiritual leader for 85 million Christians across 165 countries, pledged the oath of allegiance as the 106th Archbishop of Canterbury in front of senior bishops acting as royal commissioners under the authority of King Charles. The British monarch has acted as the supreme governor of the Church of England since Henry VIII split from the Roman Catholic Church in the 16th century. Now, Archbishop Mullally, who will become the first woman to assume this position, has pledged in interviews here to tackle misogyny, some of which she has experienced during her time in the church.
I have always understood that people may find my appointment as a woman difficult in the church. And what I hope to do is to be able to provide a space where we can, I can offer hospitality to people, where I can listen to what their concerns are.
So she's going to provide a space. I never imagined that one day in the world, and especially in America, that men would listen to women. Now they put them in charge of the church. They already took over to Christian churches, and it's a mess. And now the Archbishop, who wishes Mother Mary, by the way, I think that's the Archbishop. It's an Archbishop, the same as a Catholic bishop.
I think that's like higher than a bishop.
What, Derek?
Oh, sorry.
I'm being told by my producer tell me that an archbishop is, yeah, but they're not a part of the Catholic Church. What a mess. But they're putting women in charge of the church, putting the devil over the church. Think about that. And she already telling you she's the devil, she's evil. She's going to deal with misogyny, which doesn't exist. But the devil tell you that it is, and they put her over the church. Thank God that the real church is our bodies. The fake church is the building. And that was in England, the Archbishop thing. Angelin Church. What a mess, huh? God nor his son has nothing to do with religion, any form of religion at all. God is not in it. That's why religious fight. The religion people fight because God ain't in it. Everything you're looking for, folks, is already in you. And if you look and you'll see it, and you will never go back to that old way at all, it'll be impossible. Because the old way is the nature of evil, and it will be taken away from you. 888-77-JESSE. So they put this helper in charge of a church, and she's going to attack misogyny. Just think about how that's going to turn out. This so-called first female archbishop. I will attack misogyny. Poor man, it's over for y'all in that church right now. It's over. You might as well go home. Pack up your bag and go home. There is this female on TikTok. It's kind of hard to know what's real now and what's not with this artist computer stuff. But according to Grok, the post recirculated a May 25, 2025 TikTok video of a black female acting as a surrogate for a white couple. If this is real, why is she's acting over getting the money because she was a surrogate for a white couple? Watch this from X.
It reads, when you give birth to a baby boy, but you bring home over $75,000 instead of him. And a little high five, I guess, with the man there. It's the same text.
So she, according to this report, got pregnant for a couple, I guess, that could not have a baby, white couple. And she black. She black. And apparently they paid her, according to reports, $75,000. And now she's happy that instead of going home with a baby, she's going home with money. What a sad way to live. It's a spiritual battle. 1 Timothy 6:9 says, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Yeah, we're going to see how far that $75,000 get her. And she still would cry at night. 888-77-JESSE. You are not free because you don't want to be free. You could be free just like that. At the twinkling of an eye, you can have perfect peace. And the jealous people of that, the one that don't have it and believe you can't have it, you will wish them well because you would know it's not them, but it's the evil that made a home in them, and they can't help it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Washington State, Nick, our first-time caller here. Let's see here. Nick, you are on the air, Nick.
Jesse, it's incredible to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's Bible Thumper Thursday, right?
Bible Thumper Thursday.
Well, I'm new to Christianity, and thanks to you, you showed me the light, and I've been following your teachings and living the best that I can, and I've gotten to a point where I'm starting to read the Bible, which is great, and you hear people talk all the time about the Trinity. And so that's kind of what I wanted to ask you about today was the Trinity.
Okay.
I agree with you. It seems like when you glorify Jesus into God as they are the same, doesn't that diminish not only Jesus's human struggle that he went through while he was on earth, that epic battle of good and evil in which Jesus ultimately defeated evil, but doesn't it also diminish God's power and truth in what he is? And so I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, it doesn't impact Jesus, the Son of God, or God at all, because they both know that people who believe that are of their father, the devil, and they have believed into a lie. And so Christ would just let them suffer so with God until they want to see the truth of what's going on. But it doesn't impact anything that took place during that time.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you can't impact the light in the wrong way. You have to go away from the light. And the people who believe that Jesus is God, they have gone away from the light and ventured into the darkness, and they believe a lie, and you can't convince them any other way. But I don't judge them. I wish them well. I know it's like that because they just can't see.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I just think it's so interesting how the Christians in the church seem like they're waiting around for the return. And it's just mind-blowing that they're going to wait and suffer. It seems like they're suffering until Jesus comes back. Yeah, I saw the light when you said that we're already living in the end times. It's right now, and you can either choose to be of good or of evil, but it's already done, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And so that is so profound to think that you have the choice now to drop your anger, stop living in your thoughts, and just be present. So it's amazing.
Yeah, but they don't want to. They love the lie, and they don't want the truth. And the truth is not going to present itself to anyone that does not open up, allow it to come in and take over. And so just wish them well, meaning don't be angry at them. Not that you're doing that, but don't judge them. They love the darkness, and they call the darkness light. So just let them suffer. Yeah.
I discovered you on YouTube.
Have you forgiven your mama? Funny.
Yes, I did.
How did it go?
I've forgiven my mom. It was really, really good, and it actually went really well. In my mind, I was scared of hurting her feelings and all of... Yeah, and I thought about it for a really long time, and she lives 250 miles away, so
nice.
I wanted to get her in person, so it took time to set up the meeting, but all that thought and all that anxiety, it was for nothing, because when I forgave her, she took it really well and was thankful, and she did cry a little bit, but it wasn't like she was mad at me for it, so it was great.
And how about your father?
I forgave him first. But yes, I did forgive him.
And how did he
And
take
I kind of want to. He took it well. He took it well in that he did not get mad at me, and we had an understanding. And he sort of defended himself a little in that he said, "Oh well, we didn't have a playbook on how to be a parent. You know, nobody tells you how to do it." And I said, I understand that, and that's why I'm forgiving you, is because you couldn't help yourself. And so it went well, too.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, man. Just stay. How old are you now?
36.
You stay with it. It only get clearer. It'll be amazing. And you will have an amazing life while you live. Just stay with it.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Jesus sacrificed his life for us, the ultimate act of love. How does that diminish? I don't even know what you mean by that, Derek. Amazing. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Cody out of Canada. Cody, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Cody.
I just had a quick question. Basically, how to get through physical pain.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's probably different than emotional pain, but, like, growing up, I just played hockey, worked out, and I would always
stay close to your phone, Cody, and speak right into your phone.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I would just, through working out and playing hockey, I let all my anger out doing that. And then I got hit by a car. And anyways, long story short, I would take out, like, I wouldn't be with my thoughts because I would just be physical and get rid of all those thoughts that way. But now I'm injured and I don't know what to do. Like, I'm going crazy in my house because I'm all with my thoughts now. Whereas before, I could get them out at the gym or get them out at you know, being physical and working. And I guess my question is like, what mindset should I have to get through it, like injuries and not having hope and faith that I'll be able to be the same, to be able to work and enjoy the stuff that I used to enjoy to do.
How old are you?
31.
Are you like, are you restricted from moving about and stuff?
I mean, my leg, I broke my leg like 2-3 times, got hip surgery, shoulder surgery, and then now I got a dislocated shoulder. But I'm still able to walk, so I can still, I'm grateful for that. I can walk. But I, like, I worked all summer and it was great. And then I got punched by a mentally challenged guy in the shoulder and dislocated my shoulder.
What's a mentally challenged, a retarded person?
Mentally retarded, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was trying to be nice to him. I'd always just wave at him, and then he started coming by more, and I talked to him just to be nice.
You see what happens when you be nice.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what the heck is this, man? So, trying to be nice to you. And he said I forgave him, but I said, there's something evil in you, man. Like, you snapped, and all of his anger came out right at once. Right on my, in the joint, in my shoulder.
Yeah. Are you done with him now?
Well, I told him I forgave him. The past 3 weeks, I kind of been drinking, and I was upset. I had anger, I forgave him.
Are you done with him?
Yeah.
So you don't let him come around or hang around him at all now?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be done with him. How did you manage to get hurt so much? How did you manage to hurt yourself so much?
Well, growing up, I was lucky. I played hockey all my upbringing, and I had a lot of anger when I was young. And I would be able to get it out through playing hockey because you can hit people. You get out all your energy, right? And you're, so I was able to get through it then, and then I got hit by a car whenever I stopped playing hockey because I was drinking. And anyways, so I forget, what was the question?
How did you hurt yourself so much?
Oh, I got hit by a car.
And when you were hit by the car, what did it do to you?
Well, it just ran me over. I shattered my leg. I have a big rod in my leg. And funnily enough, it broke again. But it's the only good thing right now in my body because I'm lucky that it.
Were you in another car? Or are you walking across the road or what?
I was walking.
Oh, okay. Oh, that explains it. Amazing. And so what made you think that you could get rid of anger by playing hockey or anything and you're getting rid of anger that way? Why did you think that you can overcome anger like that?
It was just a natural thing to do. Like, it's like hitting a heavy bag.
But it doesn't get rid of anger, though.
No, it does. It's just a little momentarily getting rid of anger, but it's not truly. I have gotten rid of my anger now to a certain extent. But like,
you guess what?
I don't mind. Well, I don't. People can call me whatever they want. People can do, like, I'm kind of trying to be like a doormat.
Right.
Like you were saying.
Yes.
And, like, it's working well.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
Oh, hold on a minute. I'm going to tell you about this anger stuff. Let me take a quick break.
Oh, okay.
The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Strashoff on Pules.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. Right now, the Hate Report is coming up at the second of the, at the top of this hour. TheHateReport.com. And then from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and after the Hate Report, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. And check out Punchy TV, brand new episode of Punchy TV yesterday. It was fight, fight, fight. It was really amazing. And so I turned it, I got a chance to listen from my office, a little quick chance, and I'm like, what the? Very interesting. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. PUNCHIE. Check it out, Punchy.TV. All right. And then Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the Fallen State.TV. And I've debated John before. I've had him on the show before. John, I don't know what his last name is, but he is an actor. Fugue Sane, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it's right. He is an actor, an author. He has a brand new book called Separation of Church and Hate, H-A-T-E. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I grew up believing that Christianity was about the teachings of Jesus, right?
And so are you a Christian?
I used to brag I was a Christian. Now I say I aspire to be a Christian.
And do you have anger?
All the time.
Why not drop it?
If I could find the right drugs to help me never be angry again, yeah.
Does God want you to love him by voice or choice?
But this is not about love. It's about justice. You love these segregationists, don't you? You hate Jesus. Your whole movement does, and you know it, Jesse.
Calm down. It was amazing. TheFallenState.TV, Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and brand new episode. And support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson on Locals.com. Locals.com. And don't forget, I do shout-outs for you as well. Shout-out, birthday shout-out, encouragement, wedding, congratulations. Whatever the occasion is, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go quickly to back to Cody out of Canada. So, Cody?
Yes, Jesse.
So, your question for me is what?
Well, it was just basically like now that I'm injured for since this shoulder injury, I'm just sitting around and kind of going crazy. And I was just trying to have a mindset to get through this injury because I'm worried and I don't have hope or whatever that I'll be able to, like, do the things that I want to do and enjoy the things that I like working and stuff like that.
So right now you're not able to go to work or anything?
No, because my work is physical.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And so okay, it's just lifting stuff and can't really do that right now.
Are you on a doctor's care?
Doctor's care? Yeah, I'm doing physio.
Oh, okay. Here's what I recommend. Stop thinking about it.
Stop thinking about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't think about it anymore.
Okay. Because sometimes I dislocated it and then I went to grab a towel and it popped out again and I freaked out. So now my mind is like freaking out that it's going to do it again.
And
so
that's the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the problem that keeps you, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you doctor advice, but that's the problem that keeps you from getting, from healing right away. It's the problem, it's the thinking that is created a problem for you. Stop thinking about it and you shall be healed.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Okay. All right.
And so are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I do it in the morning and then I listen to the church at night, the fellowship.
Uh-huh.
And I love that show.
Well, you stay with it, and again, stop reacting to it, stop thinking about it, and let it just heal itself. You don't need to have you don't need hope for that. You just need to stay in the light.
Stay in the light, and then hopefully God will come in, and I mean, obviously the body heals, but
don't even hope for that. God got you.
Okay, appreciate that.
But you got to stay out of the darkness, but into the light where healing is possible.
Yeah, and it's crazy, the thoughts, because even when I was, like, I'm understanding the thoughts more now, because when I was, like, 7 or 8, I would get these nightmares where I was awake, but I was getting screamed at by, like, you know, the devil or whatever. Like, I hate you, go kill yourself, blah, 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 blah. And I can't believe now that I'm looking back that that was what it was.
Absolutely.
Because it didn't make sense. It was crazy. And now I'm seeing more and more of it. And I almost had a glimpse of, sometimes I go in and out of the peace where it's just like, you just, everything is just flowing. And ever since that injury, I got back into the crazy thoughts where they're fast, they're loud, they just race at your brain. So I got to get back into that.
You got to get back into no thinking, stay in the light, and all things are possible. People don't understand that, and I didn't at one time, that sickness come from thinking.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that, because I was 7 or 8 years old, and I kept getting reoccurring dreams of, and I was going through, it was weird. I was going through a heart, like if you picture a heart valve,
mm-hmm.
I was going through the veins of a heart and I was getting screamed at, I hate you, you know, go kill yourself.
Yeah.
And it was like a tatum, tatum, like it was pulsating. And I felt like I was going to hell almost. And then not too long after, I got Crohn's disease, which is a autoimmune disorder in your stomach.
Yes.
So I think I got that sickness maybe from, like, that attacks. But
well, it definitely came from hell. It didn't come from God, that's for sure. In the light, there is no sickness. Sickness come from thought, from thinking. And people think that, oh, God is trying to humble me. God is doing this. And God has nothing to do with sickness at all. In him, there is no sickness. There's only life. Only the light. There's no sickness.
Yeah, because people used to live longer back. And, like, even my great-great-grandparents, they lived to be over 100.
Yep.
And it's getting worse now. People are dying, like, everywhere.
Because people are convinced by the experts, the psychologists and the cancer people, and all that, Sickness is a disease. Sickness is nothing you can do about it. Here's a pill. And they don't know. They stop looking from within where healing lies. They look from below by living in their imagination and believing lies.
That's true.
Amazing. Well, I wish you well, man. Stop thinking about it. Continue your physical therapy and see what happens. Have a way to see. Never assume it won't.
All right. I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Take care. Right, let me know how it goes.
All right, I will. Thank you, man.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Jeremiah out of Kentucky. Jeremiah, you are on the air.
Mr. Jesse.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Jeremiah. You too.
I don't know if you remember, but last time we spoke.
Never
we
ask a black man if he remembers.
Well, the last time we spoke, man, we talked about the divinity of Jesus Christ. You told me to call back on Bible Thumping Thursday, so that's
okay.
What I did.
All right.
Yeah, so before, I know that we kind of ended on, I was going to get another scripture. I was going to give another scripture to you to basically back up what it is that I was saying about the divinity of Christ.
So let me, just for the record, you believe that Jesus is God, right?
Yeah, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I believe in the Holy Trinity. Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So John 10:30, it clearly reads and it says, "I and the Father are one." So I and my Father are one. So
right.
If you could break that down, why you believe that he isn't divine as far as being God.
I'm sorry?
In your opinion, I want to hear what you think about the verse, John 10:30, and it reads, "I and my Father are one."
And you want to know what do I think about that?
Yeah, what do you think about that scripture?
I see that the Son and the Father are one. When you see the Son, you see the Father.
Okay, interesting. So you don't recognize Jesus as God, but then he says that they are one?
But he never said that he never said he was God. He said that when you see me, you see the Father. The Father and I are one. He never said he was God. As a matter of fact, he made sure you know that he wasn't God by telling you, don't worship me. The same thing I do, you're going to be able to do it too. As a matter of fact, greater work you're going to do as I have done and are doing. He never said he was God. Do you think you could do greater works than God?
Do I think I could do greater works than God?
Right.
Well, if he tells me that as far as on this earth, you
do
know,
you
Jesus
think you can do greater works than God?
You know, you're interesting, man. You kind of go off topic. Can I read another scripture for you?
Still on the topic about Jesus being God. Jesus said greater work you're going to do than what he's done. You believe he's God. Do you believe
Absolutely.
That God would tell you you're going to do greater works than God?
Yeah, if Jesus said it, absolutely.
But Jesus said it wasn't him doing the work, it was the Father doing it through him.
Okay, got you.
Do you believe that?
I'm going to read another scripture for you.
Do you believe that?
Do I believe what exactly?
Jesus said it wasn't him doing the work, but the Father in him working through him.
What scripture is that?
In the Bible.
What scripture?
In the Bible.
Where? What scripture? Give me the scripture.
You never read Jesus say, "Greater is not me, but my Father in me doing the work."
I just need to know what scripture, man. You quote scripture to me, and I'm definitely.
Have you ever read that?
No, I have not.
Well, read it. Find it. Ask AI. AI will tell you how to find it.
No, I ain't gonna ask AI. AI's lying. I ain't gonna ask AI. I'm gonna ask Holy Spirit before I ask AI.
Really?
Yeah, that's I ain't about to ask no outside source. I'm about to ask the Holy Spirit.
But let me just say, because of time, why would you believe something that Jesus never said himself?
I'll tell you why, Jesse. I'm glad you asked that question. That's a phenomenal question.
Okay.
The reason why is because he demonstrated through his life, man, through his ministry. And I said this before. You can clearly see through his actions, and he was perfect. Blameless, sinless in every way. And no one is perfect but God.
Are so you
that
you,
right there demonstrates to me that he's God.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. Are you perfect?
Am I perfect? Absolutely not.
You're not perfect. Were you created by God?
Absolutely, I was created by God. Yes, sir.
And are you created in the image of God?
Yes, scripturally it does say we're created in the image of God.
So if you're created by God and in God's image, why do you say you're not perfect?
Oh, because of my flesh.
But did God say you're not perfect?
Did God say I'm not perfect?
Yeah.
Do you think you're perfect, Jesse?
Did God say you're not perfect?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're definitely not perfect.
Did God say that you're not perfect?
Did God say I'm not perfect? Yes.
Where did God tell you that you're not perfect?
Man, I don't need God to tell me that. I can just see my actions and the way that I live. You can definitely say it's not perfect.
No, and so you believe in the Trinity, but you know, God never told you that you're not perfect, and you believe that. And you know, and that makes sense to you to believe that, and he never told you that you're not perfect? Just think about this, Jeremiah. You are created by God in the image of God, and God is perfect. But you think you're not perfect, and that makes sense, huh?
Interesting. So let me ask you a question.
No, stay with that first. No,
hold on, because you bombard me with it's only fair that I ask a question.
No. You didn't respond to that question. You were created by God in his image, who is perfect, but you're saying you're not perfect, and why is that?
Because of sin.
No. Why? God never told you. You were created by a perfect God. Mm-hmm. And he is perfect, and you have his image, in his image. Why do you believe, and he's never told you you're perfect. Where did you get this idea from that you're not perfect?
Okay, I'll read scripture for you.
Okay.
Romans 3:23.
I'm sorry?
Absolutely. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, yes. it reads Romans 3:23. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So right there. Proof right there that I fall short. We all fall short.
And so did God tell you that?
Yeah, the Bible. He wrote it in his word.
No, God didn't write that.
God didn't write that. So holy.
And Christ didn't write that either. Another man wrote that. Neither one of them.
So do you believe in the Holy Spirit, Jesse?
And what is sin?
Jesse, do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I the Holy Spirit is my teacher for sure.
Okay. So do you believe that the Holy Spirit can operate through people?
No, I know the Holy Spirit operates through people. Those who want it. It doesn't operate through all people. Most other people, Satan operates through them.
Okay, and we agree on something. Wonderful. So, now that we established that.
But Jeremiah, why are you running away from knowing that?
No, I ain't running away because you're running away. Hold on now, Jesse. You're running away from me now. Don't run.
Hold on a minute. Just hold on because of time, because we're closing, coming to an end here. Why are you running away from knowing that you are created in the image of God who is perfect, and you are created by God, but you want to believe that you're not perfect? Why doesn't that concern you?
Well, I will say this, Jesse. I will just go ahead and respond to you with scripture again. Going back and forth with you is pointless. I'm going to just read scripture. It says, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It clearly says that right there.
Do you believe that you are Christ's brother? You and Jesus Christ are brothers?
Do I believe that we're brothers?
Yes.
Absolutely, in the spirit, absolutely, 110%.
So are you and Jesus Christ are brothers?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if he's God, how can you be his brother?
That's so interesting. You conflate things that have nothing to do with
that. That was a question. I'm not
going to say that. That's an interesting question.
And what do you say about that?
What I think about it, man.
What do you say about it? He say you are his brother, and everything his father owned, you own it too. And so how can he be God if he's your brother?
How can he be God if he's my brother? Well, I'm not going to pretend like I know that question. I'm going to do a little more research. I'm going to Bible thump away, and I'll come back, and I'll answer that question.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Divine the divinity of Christ, Jesse.
Right on. Hold on to it. Is that what you want?
All right, brother. God bless you, man.
You too. Thank you. Super chat. Super, super.
Got to be the truth, and the truth got to come from the Bible.
Super chat.
Super chat.
That might have been an accident. VMST80, does a person need to do the silent prayer with eyes closed? I feel like I can relax and have less thoughts with eyes open.
Do it both ways and see which way to go. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe. Quote, unquote, Proverbs woman? Double question mark. They might as well call themselves part of Oprah's goofy book club. What a mess. Double exclamation. At least they didn't say perversed woman.
What a mess. Thank you.
Ever Blazer. Shout out to Aunt Uda and that one aunt who is dancing like a little freak. Laughing face with tears coming out.
I have an Aunt Una. I love Aunt Una. Amazing. Thank you.
Asia bought a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hi, Jesse and crew. Jesse, I know you said to call in today about my situation with signing the lease without walking on the property. And I say there's no need. I already have my answer, and I'm going with my first thought, which is to find a new apartment. If the truth is, I did walk the property, I would not have... If I had walked the property, I would not have applied.
Yeah.
She black, big grin emoji.
I wish you well, right on. I wish you well.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino. It's been a while. Donation 2026 on Cash App.
Amazing. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
That's Bond at JLP on Cash App.
Amazing.
Brian R., the Jews gave Jesus a death sentence for blasphemy, claiming his own divinity. If Jesus was God in human form, would that change anything for you?
Repeat that.
If Jesus were God in human form, would that change anything for you?
You asking me?
Uh-huh.
I don't even understand that question. Make that clear for me. It's an interesting question to make it clear, either by calling me, 888-77-JESSE, or make it clear on your Super Chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian R. Him Diddy. Didn't call to talk about animals. I have a story/question, says Him Diddy.
Thank you. Amazing.
Hope to hear from you again.
Yeah, thank you.
R.H. Hernandez the Fourth, 10 coffees. Very generous. It's truly a joy whenever Bill Lockwood comes on. I always learned it so much.
Bill is one of the smartest white men on the planet. Thank you.
Joe on the live X stream, JLP.
And check out Bill Lockwood at Patriotic in the Pulpit.
Patriotic Pulpit on YouTube and Spotify and on Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/patriotic pulpit, no space.
And for those who don't know, Bill is here the last Wednesday of the month, sometime Tuesday, but Wednesday of the month.
Joe on X Live, JLP, I love when you tell the callers you don't have time to play and cut them off. It's my opinion that you need to do that even more with callers.
Amazing, thank you.
Light skin, black thumbs up, or mid tone disc.
I ain't got time to be playing all these people calling. Are they serious? But no. But thank you.
Deshaun MV, welcome JLP show member on the YouTube channel.
Right on. Thank you.
Jermaine, people are emotional, just like the movies they watch.
Rest my case, absolutely.
Cesar or Caesar, Jesse's grandma's voice. Oh, Brandy, you poor baby. That wasn't God's voice, baby. I don't know if that was a good impression of Jesse's grandma.
Lord, Brandy, baby, that wasn't God's voice. Lord, that's a devil, baby.
I was laughing because in church, that Southern gal said her upstairs neighbor who has a loud toddler, says, baby girl, you need to leave if you don't like it, that loud noise.
Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, John 2:4, paraphrasing, of course, our Lord told his mom, back off, woman. You're not the boss. I am. It's in the Word.
It's in the Word. And now they worship him, Mary. They hoping Mary going to help him. Lord. The help has been done by the Son and the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
Jeremiah out of Kentucky, with whom you just hung up. Proof in Scripture that Jesus Christ is God below. God bless you, Mr. Jesse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word God was, and the Word was God. John 1:1. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Behold his glory. The glory is the one and only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14.
Thank you, Jeremiah. But what you don't understand about that, Jesus was the mind of God, and from the mind he spoke Jesus into existence. And God's mind is pure and perfect and everything, right? So he spoke his Son into existence. It didn't mean that he was God. He was in the mind of God.
Yeah, check out Church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
This past Sunday, he explains the before Abraham was I am.
Right. He was always with God, but that didn't mean he was God. God has a perfect mind.
And I and my Father are one. People are reading way into that stuff.
He spoke his Son and the earth and everybody, everything into existence. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you kindly, Jeremiah of Kentucky. Caesar, Caesar. John 5:19, New NIV. Jesus gave them this answer. Very, very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
I rest my case. If he was God, he could do it all by himself. He wouldn't need God. What the? And check out this past Sunday fellowship about in the beginning. Rebuildingaman.com/church. Okay.
Shout out to the D-Live crew, Games for Rec, Kid Combo One, Misty, and the rest of the supporters. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. Amazing.
Shout out to the YouTube and Rumble supporters, the monthly subscribers there, and followers, members. Very cool.
Shout out. Thank y'all.
And thank you guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. I'm so out of time. I don't know what these 3 hours do. They go by just like that. Lord have mercy, baby. Amazing. That's my grandma. May her soul rest in peace. William out of California. Karen out of New York. The caller just dropped. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest. If you can't, call me back tomorrow. I'm out of time. The Hake is coming now. Hake Report, HAKEReport.com. After that, the American Anchor Baby. And check out Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Brand new episode up there, and it was wild. It was interesting. Thank you all for your super chat, your support to Barn and super chats and everything. I appreciate it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Bye now.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.